Oh, we got bad news, guys. If you're a fan of Japan like I am, growing up in the 80s, I was completely, I would say, consumed by the Japanese culture, Anna.
In which way?
Every way.
In a hentai bento box way? Hello Kitty kind of way? Anime way? World War II kind of way?
Oh, no way. Way. No. Like whey protein way? No. Like martial arts, like the food, like everything. The whole culture, to me, I thought it was cool. I knew celebrities like Sho Kasugi. Do you know who that is, Hana?
No.
Of course you don't.
Is he a chef?
No. Sho Kasugi was what Japan has now announced they have a shortage of, and I am sad. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brace your heart and your minds for what you are about to hear. If you're sitting around your house right now, tossing your shuriken at the wall, maybe you're swinging around your nunjutsu, shobakan, boken, those are all swords. Maybe you're twirling your sai, basically big daggers. Mm. Maybe you're practicing your nunchaku skills.
Chopsticks?
No, white people call those nunchucks.
Oh.
If you haven't gathered what I've been throwing down for the last minute or two with my constipated sounding words, Japan has announced that they have a shortage of ninja.
No.
Ninja! They are running out of ninja.
Is the plural ninjai by chance?
Shut up, Whitey!
I'm just, you know, inquiring
the
minds.
The plural for ninja is ninja.
Doesn't make any sense.
I, growing up a young, fat, white ninja in Seminole Heights.
I remember you told stories of throwing stars in your backyard.
I had a full Japanese dojo set up in my backyard in Seminole Heights. I am not kidding. I had old hospital mattresses with bad guy ninjas drawn on them with Sharpies that I would shoot my recurve bows into. Actually, it was a recurve bow I'd shoot the arrows into. If you shoot the bow, it will not stick, and you'll look like a jackass.
You're really coming off like an old Chris Farley movie right now.
Why don't you shut up, bitch?
Sorry.
I apologize. That's how we relieve stress in feudal Japan. Ugh. Bitch! Bitch, your son! Anywho. Yes, I grew up. I had every ninja weapon at the flea market and Mac the Knife shop in University Mall, Seoul. I also had ninja suits that my grandmother had to hem because they were adult size and I was a 12-year-old fat kid that wore husky jeans from Zayers.
Not Zayers.
Good old days. I even had the tabby boots, you know, that look like Ninja Turtle feet with a big split right in the middle toe. Not comfortable! But I had the black ninja suit. I had the white ninja suit, just in case it snowed in Tampa and I needed to be camouflaged on 15th Street in Osborne.
Better safe than sorry.
Damn right. And I had the camouflage suit, just in case a jungle grew overnight in Seminole Heights. But I was ready to fight. I remember one time somebody stole my cousin's bike, and I put on my full ninja suit, geared up, had my nunchucks.
You were ready.
Oh, man, I was heading to the guy's house.
Dude,
I had my smoke bombs.
Where were you when the Seminole Heights killer was here?
That was like last year. My ninja days are far behind me, sir. Yes.
We could have used you. So much like Japan, we're running short on ninjas, too.
It is true. I remember I used to have a group of friends that were all ninjas. And we would see each other in a neighborhood, and I'd be like, my ninja. And they go, man, nah, you're my ninja. I'd be like, man, you're all my ninjas. And it got to the point where we loved each other so much, people started calling us ninja lovers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because we did love each other. And we still do. Every now and then we'll have a ninja reunion.
Were you treated differently?
Sometimes. Sometimes. There were haters out there. Like the Chinese. Unbelievable.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, I know.
I had them all living in my house.
Yeah.
Just they, 6 months ago.
We would always have our street fights, you know, because they thought their kung fu was better than our Bushido ka. And it wasn't, Anna. Bushido is the way of the warrior, for God's sakes. I mean, granted, Bruce Lee, probably the best fighter ever.
He was Chinese?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he created his own art called Jeet Kune Do.
Taekwondo.
Jeet Kune Do. Taekwondo is a Korean art, Anna. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Denuclearized, allegedly. The Japanese city of Iga, or Iga, or Iga, however you want to pronounce it, has announced the suffering from a ninja shortage. The city, which is about 280 miles from Tokyo in central Japan, claims to be the birthplace of the ninja. The mayor is hoping to bolster tourism by drawing on the city's ninja heritage. There's just one problem, Anna.
What's the problem? Talk to me.
They ain't got enough ninjas. If you're a ninja and you're listening right now, please contact the mayor of Iga and offer your services to keep the ninja spirit alive.
Your ninjas. My ninjas.
Everybody's ninjas, man.
I mean, wouldn't you rather save the manatee or something?
Shut up, bitch!
The dodo bird, well, they're already gone.
God, I hate you! Look, guys, if we could save the ninja, I will be the first to throw a ninja party.
What kind of activities will be at the party?
Ain't nothing like a ninja party. Ain't nothing like a ninja party. Like a mother effing ninja party. We'll watch ninja movies and eat ninja food and do ninja games. Good movies like Enter the Ninja, which sounds like gay porn, but it's not.
It's a porn up channel.
What about
for sure?
Beverly Hills Ninja?
Beverly Hills Ninja is sacrilege, my friend. Although I am a fan of Chris Farley's work, what he did mocking the ninja was a disgrace to our people.
Dude, he's a master.
Plus, I was the fat ninja before him, man. He took my stuff, dude. Seriously. Seriously.
Well, he dead now. So.
I know, and I'm alive. I win. Look, we'll watch Revenge of the Ninja, which also could be a gay porn. After you enter the ninja, you get Revenge of the Ninja.
Oh, my God.
And then you get Ninja 3 to Domination, all in the same series. And then, Pray for Death, where the first metallic ninja suit was introduced to horrible 80s movies. And then, if you're a fan of Michael Dudikoff, the American Ninja. You remember that one, Chef?
I do.
Yeah. The worst acting in the history of the world.
Worse than Geely?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, too. Anyway, there you go, guys. The ninja need your help. If you're out there right now,
GoFundMe. Let's start it now.
Ooh, we need your ninjas.